claim that she took your dog. She says it's her dog.
A live-in daughter-in-law was on her way out.
After you and your husband separated, you left, and you left the dog there for 2 months.
I left the dog in her possession because I was living in my car.
Then a pet napping.
You came back and picked up the dog.
Or a pet rescue.
I have a copy of her adoption contract, and it shows that she is in breach of contract of the dog.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Barbara Callahan is suing her estranged daughter-in-law, Angelique Callahan, for the return of her chihuahua, unpaid vet bills, and for pawning her diamond ring.
All rise. This is case number 263 on the calendar in the matter of Callahan versus Callahan.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Callahan, this is your former daughter-in-law.
She is still my daughter-in-law.
So your divorce has not yet been finalized?
That is correct, but we have been separated for an amount of time.
And is your husband here?
Yes.
Where?
Over there.
That would be you. This is what the case is about. You claim that she took your dog.
Yes, ma'am.
She says it's her dog.
Yes, ma'am.
And you say, well, if the court, that would be me, finds that it's her dog, you want her to pay the dog's vet bills.
Yes, ma'am.
You separated from your husband in what month and year?
August of this year.
From what I gather, at least what I read in the complaints, there was a time you were living with your mother-in-law, is that right?
That is correct.
And your husband?
Yes.
From when to when?
The exact dates are unknown to me, but I would say approximately.
Well, the exact dates have to be known to me. Do you remember the exact dates?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
My son and my daughter-in-law have lived in my home.
With you?
With me since March 2nd of 2011.
So from March 2nd, 2011, until what date did they live with you?
I evicted them in December of 2012.
From your home?
From my home. My husband had passed away. I was under a lot of stress, so they left.
Now they left in December of 2012.
They left in January. They came back in March.
So they left in January?
Yes, ma'am.
January what?
11th.
And they came back less than 2 months later?
Yes, ma'am.
And Ms. Callahan, when you left in January of 2013, where did you leave the dog?
I left the dog in her possession because I was living in my car.
You left the dog with her?
Yes.
In what month and year was the dog acquired and from where?
May 2011. And it was from the Winchester SPCA. I actually have an adoption contract here with the dog's name on it.
Ma'am.
Just a second. And whose name is on the papers from the ASPCA?
Her name.
Just answer. Whose name is on the papers?
Her name is on the paperwork.
Who has the veterinary receipts for the dog?
I do.
As
May
do I.
May I see them? I'd like to take a look at them.
Ma'am.
Just let me see them first.
May I iterate that I do have an adoption contract here?
May I just see the veterinary records?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Ma'am. What's your first name?
My name is Barbara Callahan.
Okay, well, this chart starts in 2012.
Yes, ma'am. That's when the dog was adopted.
And this says that the client's information is Barbara Callahan. Dog's name is Rockstar. Did you take the dog to the vet during the year 2012? Your name is on here.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay.
May I speak one more thing, Judge?
First, let me get rid of this part of it.
I just want to say about the adoption contract.
I know what your agenda is. I have my own. So it absolutely appears to me that in the beginning, this dog was taken to the vet by the plaintiff, and you took the dog, you and your husband, to a different vet.
Correct.
After you came back to her house in March.
Correct.
Now I'd like to see the adoption papers.
Thank
And it's clear that the adoption papers that were signed August 8th, 2012, that the dog was adopted by Barbara Callahan.
That is correct.
Now, you tell me what you want to show me.
Okay, now, I already have pictures of the dog at our home.
I don't care about the pictures of the dog at your home. I want to know what you have to show me. I have the dog adopted by Barbara Callahan. I understand that at some point after you and your husband separated, you came back sometime in September and picked up the dog.
Okay.
Now I want you to show me what documentation you have that demonstrates to me that the dog is yours.
I have a copy of her adoption contract, and it shows that she is in breach of contract of the dog.
Well, is that contract with you?
No, the contract is with the SPCA of Winchester.
Well, you can't be a third party that intervenes in that contract. If the ASPCA wants to demonstrate that she's in breach of her contract with them, they will take on that action. You can't come in and take that
action. I understand that, but I spoke with them before I got here.
You can't tell me what this ASPCA told you. It's both hearsay, it's irrelevant, it's untrustworthy, all of those things.
Again, Judge, this was all taking place in Shenandoah County, so Winchester would have no jurisdiction whatsoever.
Listen to me. I didn't ask you anything.
No, ma'am.
But the matter actually, in my judgment, could even be simplified because it appears to me that both of you like this dog, Rockstar. Both of you probably took care of the dog. You have a lot of dogs. How many dogs do you have?
I have six dogs, ma'am.
And how many do you have?
Rockstar.
So that when I read your papers, it was clear to me that you said, I like this dog. I know that the dog was selected initially because my daughter-in-law had lost a dog that looked very similar to this dog, Rockstar. I adopted the dog because something about she didn't have a driver's license for that county, so she couldn't sign the papers. But I have a feeling that while the three of you were living together, the dog was sort of treated as the family pet.
That's not correct, Your Honor.
Oh, yes, I think it is. Otherwise, you wouldn't have left the dog there. I wouldn't leave my little chihuahua with somebody who wasn't the owner. If I was going for 2 months, I would take it if I was living in a car or a glove compartment of a car. You felt comfortable enough to leave your little rock star with your mother-in-law. You left, and you left the dog there for 2 months. When you left the dog there for 2 months, did you send any money for food? That requires a yes or a no.
No.
Right. So it's clear to me that when you were all living together, you were all sort of taken care of and participating with this dog as it was a dog in the family, with the understanding that the dog was originally secured because she liked it. That be a fair statement?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now, that being said, I really don't care what the adoption papers say, because your complaint says she now has the dog. I would like the dog back. But if I can't have the dog back, she can keep the dog, as long as I have the money that I spent on the vet while the dog was in my home. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that if that's what you're prepared to do, and that's what your lawsuit says, and you have six dogs and she has one, you're going to pay for the vet bills. All of the vet bills that she paid for while the dog was in her care, either with you or without you, because it was your dog. That would be fair, right? So you don't mind paying for that, right?
Of course not.
Great. How much were your vet bills?
I think they were approximately $900.
Show me.
All I have are the vet bills that I gave you.
Well, how am I supposed to know what your costs were?
Your Honor, my vet was unable to get the rest of the papers before we
were
here.
Cares? What does that have to do with me?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Nothing. I mean, all the only bills that I have are here, and it shows that there was a cash payment to $45.
All of those bills have been paid in full, ma'am.
Well, I understand that, but I don't know what they are, and I can't allow you to guess because we're in a court, and it's your obligation, if that's part of your lawsuit, to bring those papers to me.
Okay, I did not understand that I needed to have...
Whether you understood it or not, that's what your lawsuit was. You signed the complaint. I want the dog back or I want my vet bills. Well, how am I supposed to know what the vet bills are?
I really only wanted the dog back.
No, that's not what it says.
We understand that, but we had to put a monetary value on the dog.
Listen to me. I'm reading what your mother wrote. You may not like your wife anymore, but I don't like people who shout out. Your mother's responsibility was to bring the vet bills. She brought part of the vet bills, but only ones for $45. She has vet bills for $900, which seemed to me a smart person would have brought those.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She said, Mom, you're the best. I will give you all of my paychecks until this is paid.
Good. Take it up with your son. They're still married. They have joint debts. Joint. Joint.
And later today.
After Dillinger attacked my dog, it took them 3 days to come get the dog.
So what?
She was in fear of her life at the moment.
So bring it to a shelter.
I should have.
If you're in fear of your life, bring it to a shelter.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Barbara Callahan says her estranged daughter-in-law, Angelique Callahan, owes for the return of her chihuahua, unpaid vet bills, and for pawning her diamond ring. Angelique is countersuing, claiming Barbara destroyed her property.
Okay, now the second part of your lawsuit is you claimed that your daughter-in-law pawned certain property, and you went to the pawn shop and retrieved that property and paid for it, and you want her to pay you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And she says she didn't ask you to go to the pawn shop. Is that right?
That is correct, Your Honor. I did not ask her to do that.
When did she ask you to go to the pawn shop?
She asked me several times for money to go to the pawn shop herself. The last time was April 22nd, 2013, when she asked me to go make a payment of $100.
So?
At that time, I realized that they had their wedding rings on pawn.
Just a second. Is what you're telling me that you went there and took them out of pawn?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did it cost you?
It cost me $850.
She didn't ask you to do that. She asked you to make a payment of $100, according to you.
Yes, ma'am.
You took everything out. That's voluntary. Put your hand down. Not interested. Okay. Take it up in your divorce. What else?
After that, ma'am, when I brought home all of the objects, she said, Mom, you're the best. When I get a job, I will give you all of my paychecks until this is paid.
Good. Right. Take it up with your son. Let him take it up in the matrimonial proceedings. So far, she owes you $45 for the vet bills. They're still married. They have joint debts. Joint debts. Let him take it all up in the matrimonial proceeding. Okay, I'm gonna give you 30 seconds for your counterclaim. Go!
The reason why I am suing her is because my possessions were told once I left that I would be able to come back and collect my things.
Who told you that?
James Callahan and
so
also
your husband.
Barbara. Yes, and Barbara Callahan also told me that she did not want me there while she was there, and she did not want me when she was not there. So she did not give me an opportunity to claim my personal possessions.
Take it up in the divorce proceeding. Not interested. Judgment for the plaintiff on your claim, $45. Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
This woman snatched a dog out of my hand in my home.
I walked into the house that one day, and they were sitting there, and I said, I'm taking my dog with me, and there's nothing you can do about it, and I picked up the dog and I walked out.
She was sleeping with this guy in my home that I invited into my home.
She's just bitter. She's just really, really bitter about everything that's going on.
She will never get a divorce. He believes in marriage forever.
She wants to protect her little boy.
She's telling the truth. I don't believe in divorce.
Well, I'm sorry, but legally, as far as divorce goes, you don't have to have the ascension of another person in order to have a divorce.
Poor Mr. Will Garber over there is going to have of a time in about 3 years. Have a good time, Will.
I wish them the absolute best because as far as I'm concerned, I've already made a step up.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Iovino Cox versus Panzarella, step forward.
Valerie Iovino Cox is suing Animal Welfare President Joseph Panzarella for vet bills resulting from a dog attack.
Let me see if I can very simply put this in a context that I understand. You decided to rescue a Doberman.
Yes.
That had been stranded by Hurricane Sandy. You contacted the defendant who runs a rescue operation. Had you ever rescued a dog before?
No.
What prompted you to do it this time?
I've had a Doberman in the past, and I always knew that eventually I would want to get a new one. And a friend of mine had told me about this one-year-old Doberman. And I thought it'd be time that I go and look at him and see if
he... You went and looked at him, or did they bring him over to you?
No, I went to his facility.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You buy a year-old Doberman, and you don't know
you're
the history
right.
of
you're
that
right.
dog, so take the responsibility
right.
of it. It's your bad. Take the responsibility for it. It's not his bad. It's yours.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Valerie Iovino Cox claims Animal Welfare President Joseph Panzarella owes for vet bills. Valerie says a Doberman she was in the process of adopting attacked her dachshund.
Okay, you contacted the defendant who runs a rescue operation. Describe that facility, Mr. Panzarella.
The facility was destroyed by Sandy, so we brought all the animals to a makeshift facility that we made
How many animals did you have?
Well, together, probably around 60.
And when you rescue a dog, you make a donation to your facility?
Is sometimes, that what you do? Sometimes. You have money, yeah.
Okay. So you went, you looked at the dog, you liked the dog, you took the dog home, and you made a donation. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what was your donation?
$50.
And on what date did you take the dog home?
Friday, May 24th.
And when you brought the dog home, you already had a dog. You had a small dachshund.
Yes.
And at some point, the Doberman attacked the dachshund.
Yes.
On what date?
Same date.
Same day?
Yes.
And you want Mr. Panzarella to do two things, to pay your vet bills.
Yes.
And to return your donation.
Yes.
I would like you to give me the legal theory that you think you're entitled to either have your vet bills paid by the defendant or get your donation back. I would like you to tell me what legal theory you're using.
Okay, I did not adopt the dog. The dog was coming home with me on a trial weekend.
Right.
Based on that the dog got along well with my dog.
Right.
As
you
well
voluntarily took the dog into your home.
Yes.
Nobody forced you.
Yes. But I also was told that it was a very pet-friendly dog, people-friendly. So based on that, I took the dog home.
So who cares? So I'm trying to figure out what legal theory you have that you think entitles you.
It might not be a legal theory,
just
but
a second. You want to answer that question?
Yes, sir. May I help?
Perfect. Absolutely.
Well, Your Honor, we feel that the dog we brought home.
I don't care what you feel. I asked a very simple question. On what legal basis you can either sue in contract? There was no contract. Negligence? He wasn't negligent. If anybody was negligent, it was your wife failing to supervise the dogs. Let's say she had brought the dachshund home and you had the Doberman and it was just for a trial weekend. And what she's suggesting is the dog still belonged to the rescue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you brought the dachshund home and your Doberman that you had home ate the dachshund, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think that he would be able to sue you?
I believe I would help pay the vet bills at least, Your Honor.
I don't care what you feel. What you feel is not important. I'm asking you what legal basis.
The dog was not mine. I did not legally adopt the dog. The dog was not mine. It was in my home for a temporary weekend.
Correct. The dog legally belongs to nobody. It was a rescue. You have no legal basis to sue him for your dog's
vet bill. When I immediately called after Dillinger, the Doberman, attacked my dog, it took them 3 days to come get the dog.
So what?
She was in fear of her life at the moment.
So bring it to a shelter.
I should
bring
have
it to a shelter.
I should have
if you're
it
in
to
fear,
if
you like, bring it to a shelter.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You have absolutely zero legal basis to sue the people that run a rescue operation from turning over a dog to you that you went and selected yourself, having been a prior owner of Dobermans.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes Dobermans are good dogs, and sometimes they cannot be good dogs. And they're big dogs. I'm speaking.
Okay.
And you have a big dog that's a year old who has been through a hurricane, probably through several different places, so you don't have a dog that has a stable first year. That's also something you knew, and you were a prior owner of Dobermans. You took it into your house? That's your problem.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you this. If you had a child come to visit you, and the child was bitten by the Doberman, they would sue you, and you would be responsible. Not him. You.
Do we have a right to ask for help with the vet bills, or should he not have insurance to help us pay for these bills?
He doesn't have to do anything. You took the dog into your home. It's your responsibility. It's not his responsibility. He's a charity.
Well, I took the dog home based on the facts.
Goodbye, Miss Cox. I don't care. Based on.
Okay.
Based on. You buy a year-old Doberman, and you don't know
the history of that dog.
So take the responsibility of it. It's your bad. Take the responsibility for it. It's not his bad. It's yours.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I took the dog home in good faith that he was a friendly dog to other dogs, and it wasn't.
We spent a lot of time there. We introduced the dogs outside the house on neutral ground.
I feel that he should have been responsible for just the human decency.
We walked the dogs. We got them to know each other. We went inside the house. We had the dogs on leash inside the house.
He never asked how my dog was. My dog was brutally beaten.
She did not listen to the direction that she was given.
In the vet for almost a week. It was terrible.
It's an unfortunate incident, but she put that dog in a position where that dog failed.
It is what it is. I agree with Judge Judy.
That dog is a very nice dog, and the dog is now living in a forever home that we got him into, and there hasn't been an incident since.